Hey, audio listener, you'll listen to the show and you'll hear a bunch of misinformation because we got the time wrong. It's actually tomorrow at 12:30 Eastern. 12:30 Eastern, we will be live streaming the January 6th hearing. It's going to be about 2 or 3 hours. We have a drinking game in the middle of the day. Sorry about that. We'll be calling balls and strikes, making our predictions a half hour before the proceedings begin. 12:30 Eastern. You can't listen to it live here on audio, so head on over to Mug Club, Rumble, or YouTube. See you there.
You're running for press, you socialist cheat, avoiding the shows where you'd have to speak of this communist game you want here at home. You climbed down a rope of blankets and sheets, evaded the guards, you Leninist creep. It's time to get back to the old folks' home. I'm reading your plan over again, and there's not a word that I comprehend, except when you sign in love, Bernie, always with the backward.
That's delicious, and I just, you know, I've been in a bad habit of breaking my pens.
Yeah.
And so Toolman Here, give me this. This is like three. It's a tactical pen.
Can it be used as a weapon?
I think it is a DNA scraper, too. So, Gerald, I hope you enjoy the feds.
Ooh.
glad to be with you. We have a boy, is it a busy day? And by busy, I mean it's not that busy. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about Russia today. We'll be talking about the Karen documentary in the CBC. I don't know if you know what this is. We've teased it before, but now we have exclusive footage. But Gerald and I disagree a bit on Russia.
Yeah.
I don't think that they'll use nukes. He thinks they might. We're not that far apart, but for the sake of arguing on air, we'll act like we're
far enough apart. Yeah. I think they will. You think they won't.
Yeah, but I'm not confident.
Well, I'm fairly confident.
It's like a 60-40 that I don't think that he will.
I'm going 70-30.
Confused.
So we have that then on the Mug Club today. Quarterback, we didn't even introduce you. Thanks for just ruining it.
You don't have to cut to me. I could have been like a disembodied voice.
The suspense is killing me.
We can help you with that.
All right, let's check and make sure there's no speaker. Okay, so my question for you right now before we move on is, if you were a Russian citizen, would you be willing to be drafted and fight the war in the Ukraine right now? And not only would you be willing to be drafted, but do you think you'd want to fight for the country at all? I think we're seeing a paper tiger being, that I think is the most important takeaway here. And I think it relates to China too. A lot of us think that China is going to be the next great superpower. The left has tried to convince us of that. But we also believe that Russia had a formidable military. So what else do we not know? Tomorrow, just to let you know, we will be streaming live the January 6th hearings. So it's at 11:30 Eastern. Is it 11:30 Eastern?
Yeah, it's 11:30 Eastern. I looked up.
For some reason I thought it was.
Well, we're going to start a little bit before they actually start. I think they start at noon Eastern tomorrow. So
okay, I thought they started at
1:00.
So the hashtag is hashtag January 6th. We might have hashtag Crowder January 6th. We'll have a promo code and we'll be live streaming it, live fact checking it, and a drinking game in the middle of the day.
I was about to say,
3 hours. We'll be calling the balls
and
strikes before the stream. I'll tell you today on Mug Club what my anticipations are tomorrow. By the way, all of you, anyone who thinks that there might be some legitimacy issues in any election across the globe, they want to paint you as an insurrectionist. They're probably going to go into Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, all of this crap that could not be less relevant. Tomorrow we'll be streaming it live. All right, I'll say hi to Gerald A, but you've already been greeted.
Hi.
And he's ruined the surprise, but in third chair today, Dave Lando's going to be back with us tomorrow, is Quarter Black Garrett.
Hey!
Yeah. How are you, sir? You have your own YouTube channel? Your own show?
I do have my own YouTube channel, and I'm on the show Friday Night Tights.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing over on the Nerdrotic channel.
Nerdrotic.
Yeah, but it feels good to be back.
Wasn't my dad asked you, and he was like, what's your thing? Just Nerdfest?
Nerdfest.com?
Nerdfest.com?
It was incels.com?
Yeah, is it biracial angry virgins who read comics? Just
yes. It has a forward link, so when you go to that,
exactly.
The right place.
It's a redirect.
Yeah.
Gosh. Crawdad, he's so charming, he's intimidating. And then he just cuts you down. You're like, wow, where did that come from?
You're such a nice ninja.
Tool Man knows exactly what I'm talking about. Like, oh my God. All right.
Damn.
So we have a lot to talk about here today. What else are we talking about really quickly?
We have a Mug Club segment that's a little exclusive.
On Trudeau, who's made made a complete flip-flop on vaccines. But that's the world at this point, right? Mm-hmm. This is one of those things, again, let not your heart be troubled. But there's a silver lining here. The world has said, yeah, remember all that stuff we did with COVID, locking down the economies and the masks and the mandates? We were wrong about that.
Oops.
Yeah, we told you that a long time ago.
This is a question I have for you, too, is do you notice it's a rarity now to find someone not only wearing a mask, but it's a rarity to find someone who, you know, full-fledged just supports retroactively all the lockdowns that we've done. It really is. It's changed, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, you don't find them in the real world. They're all on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
They know where to go to congregate.
They are all verified.
All of them.
Yes, every single one.
All those bots are verified.
And they're also the true heroes. So before we get to any of that, of course, the culture war is coming, and this non-binary soldier wants you to get... I should have a trigger warning for this if if you're consuming food right now. So this non-binary soldier wants you to get locked and loaded. Let's go.
Can't possibly read that.
There's no way you can read all of this.
It's a leftist.
Make no mistake. The battle is just beginning.
Let's go.
Now is the time for us to stand together with our weird Skrillex hairdos.
Mom, I said I'm taping a freaking video.
What would it be if just cracked? Is it a he or she?
I don't know which would it be.
Cracked Z's knuckles and they just folded like origami due to years of hormone replacement therapy and brittle bones.
Yeah.
Pulls out a stump.
I do want to see that though. Like a whole line of just people like that just coming out fighting. Let's go.
Do you see the crazy eyes?
Like with my binoculars though. I'm gonna watch it happen.
The crazy eyes Z tries to flash like William Wallace, like this will intimidate them. Yeah, I don't know, but you're one of the few people who has a BMI that says dead and it's going the other way, not obese.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's like a less effective Xena warrior princess.
Yes.
Like, oh good, thanks for the costume.
That was the Ubermensch.
Yes.
Gosh.
Well, if we're up against that, we'll win.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. If they're soldiers, I mean, you have a military-style funeral where they put it in a Gap kid's casket.
Gap sells those?
I have no idea. I assume so. Probably made in China. Okay. So let's, do we have anything else? I mean, look, this is where it's cosplay. It is cosplay. You know all about that. You're a nerd. It's cosplay. But it's cosplay with hormones. It's cosplay with gender reassignment surgery. That's what we're having right now. This isn't clearly someone who wants, you know, they want Halloween to be every day. That's fine. Just, you know, just don't target the kids and tell them that they should be committing sex felonies.
Yeah. That's my problem. Yeah. You know, do what you want. Be your weird self over there. Yeah. Like, don't come to my kids.
Away from us.
Away from us over there.
Yes. Use the corner. Okay. So here's something else. We talked about this in the CBC, the Karen documentary.
Oh, my gosh. This is funny.
So for people who don't realize, CBC is a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. You don't need to go to Venezuela to see government-funded media. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up in Canada, it was pretty much the only news source that existed on television. As I understand it now, they might have some others because of cable. But CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and by the way, Trudeau promised them like $150 million if he became prime minister. Guess who got favorable coverage? So CBC in Canada, they released a documentary called Deconstructing Karen. And what it's about is white women attending a dinner party. And I guess they've actually willingly submitted themselves to this, where the white women invite or pay or render the services of black women, women of color, to chastise them, to berate them.
Educate.
Is this?
For being racist. We have a clip.
Let me ask you a question. How many of you would trade places with a black person in this society? Raise your hand.
Nobody.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it's yes or no. How many of you would do it?
I know I wouldn't. I dated a Hispanic, very dark.
No, I'm not talking about this.
What?
The question is
that I was going to have children. So I spent many years thinking of myself as having very dark-skinned children.
The question is, how many would be willing to trade places
violin
in this society with a black person?
No.
I think I'm absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm not saying there's not racism. Absolutely not.
It's a stupid question.
I don't see it.
Yeah, but you know how racist this country is.
Not to the degree that you do.
Oh, no, you will never know.
Are they talking about Canada?
In this country, we created the criminalization of black people.
I'm sorry, what?
And when your skin is seen as a weapon, you're never unarmed. And that's why black boys and men and women are dying in the street with their hands up.
Okay,
older, slightly thicker haired Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes. Somebody's getting slapped.
Wait, when your skin
got some hair.
Is a weapon, you are always armed.
Even also, all white people are devils. I just like to make that clear.
That's exactly what Sue said.
What are they doing? What are they doing at the scene of the crime? A little baggie that have a skin graft? Like, oh, he was carrying a 44 melanin. What's the
locked and loaded?
This is just what. First off, I don't know if this is taking place at CBC. I don't know if they're trying to say that the United States is racist or Canada is racist. A lot of people don't realize that slavery existed all across the globe, including places like Canada, including other English, British colonies. And by the way, can you guys bring up the definition of racism while
it's
we sort
important.
Of
yeah
a belief that a race is a fundamental determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race.
A particular race. So this is...
No, you're missing. The most important part is the superiority.
Right.
It's not the differences. Mm. They lump it all in. The idea that a race is superior because of racial characteristics. That's the important component of the definition, not that there are differences. And let me just say this really quickly is we talked about this, I don't know if it was last week. Look, if I say, for example, and if you agree with everything and then say, no, that's my thing, and you get offended, you have a problem. It could be the same principle here applied to gender. If I say, for example, hey, men are primarily providers, protectors. Men need to be held accountable. Men shouldn't be cheating. Being a philandering prick is a bad thing. And you could say yes. And I say, and women, by the way, have a role in the household of being submissive to their husband. No, wait. Well, then hold on a second. That's a you problem. Now, if I were to say that Asians, on average, here in the United States, score higher on their SATs or IQ tests typically than members of all other races as a general rule, of course you would have to accept it because Brown and Harvard had to create a policy to say no more of you because that's the case. Now, if I were to say, hey, black people, the fastest black runners tend to be faster than the fastest white runners. You would look at the world records 1 through 25 and say, oh, okay, all right, that makes sense. Now, if I were to say Asians on average score higher on the SATs or have higher IQs on average than black people, no, wait, then you have a problem. That's a you problem. You're not being honest. You're reacting with a guttural emotional response. And that's the issue that they're playing on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and what I was saying there is, black people can be racist too. That's the thing that I've heard from so many people is
equality.
That racism can only go one way. It's white people against black people or other, you know, races, Asians, whatever it is. But black people can be racist too. And some of the things she said there were kind of racist. Like, that question is stupid to me. Would you trade places
so
with
are the
a black
white
person?
In not because they're white.
I dated a Mexican once.
Yes.
Yeah, what is that, street cred? You know, and I've had to think about my son having dark skin.
I didn't, though.
What? That was so weird.
What a weird aside story
what
there.
What she said.
Would you cover him in pancake mix? Why would you have a dark kid? What's wrong with you?
Well, the odds are, you know, kind of even. Looking just like you. But that's a stupid question because nobody really understands what it would be like to trade places with any other human being, much less somebody of a different race or culture. Right?
Right.
So you ask that question to just set it up like, black people have it so rough that you would never want to trade places. Really, LeBron James does?
Yeah.
He has it so rough that I would never want to trade places with LeBron James. I can't find a single white person that doesn't want to be, that would not like to be LeBron.
Well, I've said this before.
That's
it's
an
like
extreme
an
outlier,
idiot.
But yes.
My brother, he's full black, all black, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He goes into a store and go,
wait, how did that happen? How's your brother full black? Is it like the Muppets where all the, when Kermit and Piggy have kids, and all the
like,
boys are frogs and
here?
All the girls are piggies?
Okay. Yeah. No, he's adaptive. So he goes into stores and he gets pulled over by the cop once and he's like, I'm getting racially profiled, I was driving while black. And I'm like, dude, I've been pulled over like 6 times. Okay.
Yeah.
And I got pulled over out of the car, searched the car, all this stuff. It's because I had a late shift. I was driving at night a lot, so
right.
I got pulled over all the time.
Yes.
But I'm like, you saw the same thing that happens to everybody else in the world.
Sure.
And but you see it because you're black, you go,
right.
I am being racially oppressed. It's like, no, you're just experiencing life like everybody else does. You're not special. Everybody has bad things happen to
them.
And
of course, look, of course, are there racists out there? No one is denying that.
Yeah.
But this, the only person I see there who is a racist at that table, definitively, is that old black lady. Definitively. She is the one making these broad generalizations. Now I get it, the white women, maybe they're dumb, granted, and they're oblivious, of course, but they're just saying, well, I'm not saying there's not racism, I'm just saying that, you know, I don't see it as much, or I'm not racist. She's going, yeah, but it's a weapon. If you have dark skin, yeah, but this is an inherently racist country. Yeah, but we have white people have criminalized black. Those are generalizations that, first off, are untrue, and also are intensely racist. That's the only racist, I'm not saying that all black people are racist, just like I'm not saying all white people are racist. Yeah. At that table, that documentary, the irony should not be lost on you. The only racist sitting there is the old, slightly thicker-haired Jada Pinkett Smith.
We have some stats as well. So from Rasmussen, 18% of people polled said most white Americans are racist, but 25% believe most black Americans were racist. And then among blacks themselves, black Americans, 31% think most blacks are racist compared to 24% consider most whites racist. So even black people say that.
Black people are like, racist. Yeah, we're racist.
There's
I'm sorry.
Lot of, like, even within, you could be 100% black and still have different skin tones.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They can treat you differently because you have light skin or dark skin. It's it's definitely a thing.
I saw
it's like,
the other day. They were saying that about the light-skinned person, or the darker-skinned person was saying that a light-skinned black person doesn't have it the same. In this
country. They don't count because they could be...
You don't have the same experience as
white-aligned or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like... These things don't make any sense.
Wait, we need a chart of like skin shades and calipers. Like, well, hold on a second. If they're a little bit like, if it's cream coffee, that's a 22. Okay. If you start getting into, you know, the slightly darker territory, like this would be the sort of Will Smith category. Mm-hmm. Well, you're now dealing with, you know, maybe a 380 ACP. And then, of course, once you get to the Allstate guy, you're at 45.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes up at the very top. Snipes, I mean, right, there's not even a number.
And then, of course, we have up at the 300 blackout. That is the pirate from Captain Phillips.
So indeed. Scraggly beard.
I am the winner.
Yes. Just think, this is the problem with, we have it so good right now that everything is a fabricated problem where we have to try and create more racism where it doesn't. And make no mistake, this documentary is going to create more racism. This is my concern. Yeah. We grew up in a post-racial America. We really did.
Yeah.
And if you're a young person right now and you're growing up and this is the kind of content that you are consuming, you are going to be more racist than millennials or older Generation Z who grew up where Fresh Prince, Family Matt, right?
Yeah.
There wasn't a BET.
Huge.
It wasn't so fractured. If you grew up with a diet of this, you are going to resent people solely based on their race, whether they're white, whether they're black. And that's the goal. By the way, it's a live show, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. Of course, tomorrow we're streaming January 6th, so it's a little bit different, the January 6th hearing. So you can tune in, though, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, on Mug Club, lateralscutter.com/Mug Club. And the best thing you can do if you're watching is share the show. Whenever you're watching the show, just share it, like. Those things help with the algorithms. You know, we kind of rely on you for that. So thanks.
That was terrible.
Worse, Kordoff.
What's that?
Hey, the only thing worse than your stupid jokes is your production value.
Yeah, you boys should really consider calling in a union.
So they could become more professional?
So the Teamster could punch Crowder right in the face.
That was rude.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's getting personal unnecessarily.
What was that?
I don't know why we installed the balcony. I don't know why we gave them season tickets.
Yeah,
that's on me. That's a me problem.
That's been Salman's guests.
I'm not a businessman. I thought
that's a weird addition.
I thought it was profit for the taking. Now, you guys can we can move on here and hit the like button if you're watching really quickly. Here's a tale of two robberies. I guess we'll call this pretty quickly.
Garrett didn't see the like button. That's the first time I see that.
Yeah, he thought it was going to be like a manly thing, and it's
not expecting that at all.
So we had a couple of robberies take place, and I want to see if you can spot the difference. Remember the whole Stop Asian Hate?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, wow.
Remember
that was a million years ago.
Sorry, Asians, you're no longer a useful tool for the left. Now, we've stayed on it because we've been accurate regarding the crime statistics.
And we care about you.
We actually care. As we care about all Americans, I want fewer robberies, period, which is why I support the Second Amendment. I want fewer rapes. I want fewer robberies. I want fewer law-abiding citizens to be the victims at the hands of animalistic criminals. Now, here we go. The first robbery that we're going to show you happened in Delaware, where a robber pistol whipped, of course, an Asian jeweler.
There's no audio.
That's right. There's no audio.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
So that's the Asian jeweler.
Oh, no.
Yep, an old Asian lady.
Jeez.
Oh, or man.
And
that's a lady?
That's an old Asian lady. It's tough to see with the security camera. Is it an old Asian lady or is it a man? It's a guy?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. That's right. I'm confusing the clips that we have.
So he's not happy with pistol whipping this person onto the ground.
What the hell?
Doesn't just go and start stealing things either. Hits him with a hammer. By the way, this guy can't walk now from the brain damage.
Yeah, that guy forfeits his right to live.
Yep.
That man forfeits his right to live, just to be clear. And this is, again, of course, we know. You look at the interracial crime statistics there. Let me give you some brief stats. Again, this is why I bring up the idea of Stop Asian Hate, because it was used, again, as a political tool for a while. 85% of all assault crimes in the San Francisco area, the Bay Area, were black on Asian. Okay? Mm. 28% of all violent crimes committed against Asians is committed by a black perpetrator. Now, here's one thing that you need to know. After about 2008, the reason we have to use local statistics is because the Bureau of Justice stopped publishing data on interracial crime. Now, I know we have all the references available at lateralscutter.com. You'll say, I can see who committed a crime in their race. Sure.
Yeah.
You might be able to see the victim of a crime in their race. Sure. You do not see interracially related crime. That's why we often have to use older stats if it's a national level or go to some kind of local data like you have in the Bay Area. Now, why do you think that is? Mm. Wouldn't that be relevant, especially if you're talking about the people on the left who want to, quote unquote, stop Asian hate?
Right.
We want to get to the root cause of the problem. Who's committing violence against Asians?
Who was elected president in 2008?
Thanks, Obama.
Ah,
Obama. So
Obama's administration, the Bureau of Justice, decided when he was elected that we would stop highlighting that.
Right.
I wonder if that cleared the way for some of the stuff that we saw after that, where, you know, we had Trayvon and then we had all the other issues with Hands Up, Don't Shoot and all this other stuff. And it's like, well, all we have is this is an example. This is what we see in the media now. We're not seeing any statistics on black, on Asian, or black, on white crime. We're just seeing these videos.
He was a great uniter, that man.
Yeah.
Yes.
He fixed racism.
If I had a son, he would probably look like Trayvon. Oh, that's certain to unite the country, right?
Right. Yeah.
Seriously.
And the white lady said, I pictured my son like Trayvon.
I dated a Mexican once.
I dated a Mexican once.
I love that. It's like, was the lady next to the black lady a Mexican lady? Because she looked Hispanic.
I have no idea.
My favorite Gerald. Thing about She's that like, is
sure,
like,
Gerald, you sure you want to wade into these waters right
that,
now?
That was not the question.
I love the fact that she can ask like one simple question and then the whole room erupts into like, no, I'm not the bad one. It's not me. Yeah. I'm not the bad. I'm not racist. No. And she's just sitting there like.
That's why, by the way, on an unrelated note, and I'll get back to the
crime.
That's why women are often angry towards, like, feminists. I think they hate men in a lot of ways because we're better than them at friending. And what do I mean by that? Mm. What I mean is, I have, like, my best friend is the same best friend since I was 12 years old. You know, I've known Gerald for 14 plus years. Like, I have very long, that's most guys. That's the rule rather than the exception. Yeah. It's actually, in my experience, and again, you know what, you can comment below, ladies. It's not very typical that girls have the same friends from high school and college that kind of cycle through them. That's because the way women argue, the way women fight, they don't get it out of their system, right? Just doesn't come to fisticuffs. And then you go back to being friends. There's gossip. You end up creating factions. And you see it right there where all of the other white.
They start.
All the other white witches just throw one under the bus. Like, not me. She's racist. Like, not me. I saw a black kid once. And they're like, oh.
Okay. Off the hook.
And I smiled.
Yes.
Yeah. No, she's like, now you asked him to carry your luggage. That one time.
But I tipped well.
Over 20%.
So anyways, that's just a theory that I have. Now, so you saw that right there. You saw that that horrible crime that was committed against that Asian jeweler. My mistake. It was a man. Now let's look at this clip where a man tries to use an old lady, a grandma, as a human shield and with a firearm tries to knock over what looks like a bodega or a convenience store. See if you can spot the difference. Now tell me that's not a happier ending.
Yeah, save that old lady. Yeah. Save that old lady.
And by the way, the guy lived, so it's okay for us to show the footage. But there are some funny things there. I know you're going to say it's not funny. Incorrect. First off, the guy robbing the store looks to be carrying like a Desert Eagle.
I was going to say.
Which clearly means it's like, an airsoft gun.
It's like chromed out. He has like the blinged one.
Exactly.
And then he also.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's an air pistol.
That does not look like it. No that's way. Probably not a real gun. Especially when you look at how he drops it and the rate of fall. But then what I love in particular is when the shopkeeper, who by the way didn't kill him, but starts shooting at him, his first thought is, I need to lower my visor. Like that's going to do anything.
A bulletproof
visor? Can we
watch
that clip again? Yeah, watch. Let's watch that portion of the clip again.
Yeah, here we go. My shield. Hey, instincts. You never know what's going
to I mean, and to a robber, an old lady, that's like a flashing flower. That's just a level up. If you can use her as a human shield, these people
are actually, like she's had her time.
Yeah.
Time is mine now.
I want to see more videos like that than the former. And, people, this is a fundamental difference in worldview, okay? If you see that video and you say, oh, it would have been better if they resolved it without violence, you and I are not going to find common ground. I disagree with you because you can never know the intent of a criminal. You just know that they're willing to break the law, to hold you at gunpoint when you've done nothing. You've not violated the non-aggression principle, and you don't know if that man is going to kick you while you're down, causing a brain hemorrhage, as we just saw with the Asian jeweler. Yeah. You have no idea. That's why the statistics, facts, the data matter. Who is most likely to commit a crime against whom? Why? What's the recidivism rate? And this is something that we need to look at across the board. And what is your greatest chance if you're a shopkeeper, if you're a woman, if you're a homeowner, at protecting yourself? Well, you know what? Before we get to guns, dog. Have a big old dog. That's the best thing you can do. And you should have a firearm. And I think that it's a great evil to rob anyone of their right to self-defense. Why? Because if you rob that man of his right to self-defense, he just as easily could have been kicked in the head on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have been killed because we've talked about this all the time, and it's stupid that we have to repeat it, but criminals tend not to pay attention to the law, right?
So you're right. All, it's funny that.
All you're doing, right? All you're doing is basically preventing people from defending themselves in these situations. And I agree with you 100%. There are so many cases where I'm sorry, but I would be shooting a lot earlier in some of these cases because I have no idea what the intent is of this person. And especially if my family's around, I am the last line of defense. If I go down, my wife and kids are now in jeopardy. I have no idea where you're going to stop. I have no idea if you're going to kill them, if you're just going to rob us. I'm sorry. You've created a situation where now I have to defend their lives as well.
I feel like people that say, why didn't they resolve that in a nonviolent way, have never been in a situation like that in their life.
He's just going to rob you. This guy's down on his luck. How do I know that?
Right.
I can't possibly know.
And by the way, a PSA for everyone, and this is a 100%, I'm being genuine here. If someone holds you at gunpoint in a public area and they want you to go into a private area, this is one of the first things you need to know. Do not do it.
No.
Right? If someone holds you at gunpoint and says, okay, they want your watch, they want your wallet, do that first. But if they say get on your knees, nope. If they say go into this alleyway or follow me, absolutely not. That is one of the primary mistakes that people make. If someone is willing to train a gun on you and then is willing to demand that you go with them privately and quietly, you really are several steps in at this point, and you're better taking your chances in a public area. And I would rather you take your chances in a public area and, you know, be a little coy about it, like, my back, and you pull out your heater.
Ninja. Yes. Make them Swiss cheese.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I call it. It's a feel-good happy ending. And by the way, this is one of those instances where you've heard also, this isn't the first time, the Walgreens that was just recently looted.
Yeah.
This is something, and I know what you're saying, which one? So
it's countless.
It's been all over the media, and unfortunately it was leaked, which I'm not thrilled about. This is going on across the country, these spats of violence. This was actually, we're producers, part producers on this, and it was actually leaked, it was supposed to be in this week's edition of No Cops.
Tonight on No Cops.
Hey, okay. Refusing your service.
No,
please,
let go.
I'm not. I'll pepper spray my side. You're already there.
Here you go.
That's too bad. Get a job.
You get a job.
Security guard's like, whatever.
You'll see yourselves on YouTube.
Okay.
It's just another day.
23rd admission. There you go. That's what happens. All of them.
Stay tuned for more No Cops.
Money not well spent producing that show.
Seems anticlimactic.
Yeah.
You know. Waiting for somebody to get thrown down.
It's the times we live in. All right. So now before we move on, you know, CNN right now is obviously talking about Russia. But before we show what CNN is talking about right now, I don't know if you've been watching this. They have a new installment on CNN, and it's just a documentary about the least effective glasses ever. This man is the subject right here. Anyway.
What? He's like, I want to be able to look over my glasses at all times.
Yes, exactly. Yes. There's no possible way those can work.
No.
What are those? If they're reading glasses, why are you wearing them on air?
Yeah.
Is that a new affectation? And if they're not reading glasses, why did you say, I want them to resemble looking through a keyhole? Can you give me the keyhole glasses?
10% of his vision field is covered by that. He's like, if I look here, I'm great. If I look slightly here, I'm not.
Right.
Can't see a thing outside of that.
What if he sneezes? He's blind?
Gone.
And he'll be driving later.
Right.
So, good luck.
You'd see the 2 feet in front of his car. That's it.
Yeah.
That's his field of vision is 20% and the rest is just covered by cataracts. Hey, CNN's most trusted name in news. So now we can go on to Russia. This is what everyone is talking about. And I think Gerald and I have a little bit of a disagreement here. Not a huge one, but the jumping off point, if you've been following this, is, of course, Vladimir Putin granted citizenship. And by Vladimir Putin, I mean someone who's moving his corpse like a Weekend at Bernie's.
Hiding?
He granted citizenship to 75 foreign-born residents. And this included, of course, the big news, Edward Snowden. Here you go.
Right before we were coming on the air, Edward Snowden, we found out, is now a Russian citizen. President Vladimir Putin signing a decree today granting that citizenship to Snowden, the former NSA contractor behind what a House investigation found to be the most damaging leak, they said, of classified information in this country's history. Snowden had been in exile in Russia for 9 years. But the State Department spokesperson saying today he's still a U.S. citizen, too, they believe, while making this point about Snowden's new Russian citizenship. Watch.
Mr. Snowden should return to the United States, where he should face justice as
he'll get right on that.
American citizen would. Perhaps the only thing that has changed is that as a result of his citizenship, apparently now he may well be conscripted to fight in Russia's war in Ukraine.
On the front lines, Snowden.
By the way, that's not true. He's never served in the military, so he won't be asked to fight, right? In their military, I should say, right?
Come on, for crying out loud, he's a celebrity.
I know.
Good script.
Celebrity citizenship
being
grant.
The Snowden Brigade, yeah.
Silly Ned.
And it's often tough for me to keep track of who leaked what when we're talking about Snowden and Assange. And I even realized I forgot Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning, what was Chelsea's first name? Was it Bradley?
Bradley.
It's Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning.
Chuck.
Became Chuck.
Oh, Chucky boy.
So here's the thing. He's been in, Snowden's been in Russia since 2013. Okay, let's recap this really quickly. And this is obviously nothing but posturing for Putin. Why? Russia is failing miserably.
Yeah.
Okay. He has to look strong right now. And this also will tie into China here in a multitude of ways, because we always thought that the Russians had a really strong military. Right. And this is the myth of not only the Russian soldier, but we had this with the Russian athlete. Remember we thought about, you had the Miracle on Ice, right? You had Alexander Karelin, probably the most dominant athlete in any sport of all time, until he got beaten by Rulon Gardner. If you guys haven't watched some of his highlight reels, this man was lifting and suplexing 300-pound men. We thought the Russians must have this unbelievable train, until we found out that they were walking human pincushions.
Yeah.
Or we found out that they were cheating, they were breaking all of the rules, and if you take that away from them in any form of competition internationally, they don't tend to fare so well. So it's the same thing with the military. We thought they must have this incredibly powerful military. No, it was propped up. It's not actually real. And let me give you a couple of reasons why. It's pretty hard to get people to fight for a nation that oppresses them.
Yeah.
That they don't actually believe in. We like to believe that they're really loyal to Mother Russia. And by the way, it's just one corrupt crap hole, Ukraine, fighting another corrupt crap hole, Russia, to be clear. But that doesn't mean that I'm pro-Putin. So the people out there who try and actually take this contrarian view of Putin's actually great, well, guess what? His own people don't think so, just to be clear. They don't want to fight for this guy. This idea that they love the motherland, Russia, well, it's not true. We're seeing it. How? You just had Putin had to mobilize, what was it, 300-something thousand? Oh, we have an overlay.
Yeah.
300,000-something reservists for active duty.
Initially. That was just his starting off point in, like, we've got to send some more human, shields.
Everybody on the Russian side just seemed to be like, yes, we are fighting.
Yes.
Mother Russia.
Yes, Mother Russia. Yeah. Right.
Take me, please. Take me out of here.
Whereas the Ukrainians, say what you want about them, they actually believe that they're fighting for something. Now, unfortunately, the Ukrainian people aren't really accurately or fairly, I should say, represented by their leadership, because it's one of the money laundering capitals of the world, and corruption knows no bounds in Ukrainian leadership. But that doesn't mean that the Ukrainian citizens are not fighting for something that they believe in. Right. Show me, and you know what? You can comment below. Can you think of any examples of subjugated people waging an incredibly successful war, making more effective soldiers than the non-subjugated people that they were fighting? Now, I don't mean subjugated people fighting other subjugated people, a tyrannical government, right, forcing people to fight for them versus another tyrannical government. I mean, a free people losing en masse to a subjugated people. There might be some examples. I'm willing to bet they're few and far between, and certainly as far as the ratio to examples of the reverse. Now, I think we actually have a clip. There was a response to the order from Putin where protests, they broke out all over Russia.
Yeah. They handle their protests a little differently.
Yeah, they do in Russia.
Yeah, it's a tonal change.
Yeah.
They're not burning down the Volgodinovs. The CV Estovich.
It's not a thing. That guy got off lucky. They walked him away.
And by the way, of course, you've had Russians, for those who don't know, all references are available at loudwithcrowder.com. They've burned down multiple conscription centers. You have Russians who are fleeing the country to avoid conscription, right, to avoid being forced into the military. And you have thousands of cars. We have another clip. This is something that is quite striking to see.
Yeah.
And I know some of you say this is just Western propaganda. No, look, this is something that is happening. And I am someone who is a non-interventionist. I don't think we should be involved with Ukraine and Russia. I've been very, very clear about that. But I can also call some balls and strikes where I see them. You have thousands of cars that are fleeing Russia into Georgia, into Kazakhstan, even into Finland. We have it's one of those eerie sights when you actually see it.
от верхнего Ларса до самого нижнего Ларса. Это порядка около 5-6 километров.
That looks like deep impact.
5 or 6 kilometers long. Yeah, this is a post-apocalyptic scene that you're going to see in just a minute, where like there's just cars everywhere. People just trying to flee their country. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, it looks like every beginning to a zombie movie ever.
Trying to get out of your country so desperately.
Hey, sorry, really fast. We are having a stream issue on Rumble, and it's on their end because of the hurricane. So if anyone's watching and they're having trouble getting the stream, just let them know that, you know, they got to watch it on YouTube or Mug Club.
So go to mugclub.loudoutscar.com/mugclub. And if you haven't joined yet, we will, of course, have a discount code tomorrow when we do the live stream. By the way, I know before some of you, the critics right now, were saying, see, this is what you get, climate change. Keep in mind, just for context, it is hurricane season in Florida.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Just
real
like
quickly,
every
there's,
year.
There's another video. So I want people in the control room. There's another video that shows the line of cars from the air. And I think it has like an overlay of like shot on it because it's some proprietary. It's somebody else's footage, right? So they wanted to have their like watermark basically on it. So look for that
one. Okay, Lil John.
Running. yeah.
Shot.
No, but that's one of the videos that I want you guys to see. But Putin is losing his grip, it seems, on the Russian country, the people, right? He's not the popular leader that he's always made himself out to be, obviously. But now that it comes down to we have to go and die in another country for a failing objective that you guys, I mean, everybody thought that this would be a couple of weeks and Putin would take over.
Right.
We didn't think Ukraine would be able to stand up this long. There's no way anybody wants to die for that.
And of course, they're able to stand up this long because of international support and, you know, your tax dollars.
Right, which makes him very, very dangerous. He's trying to look strong. He's trying to say, I'm going to thumb my nose in the face of the Americans. I'm going to make Snowden a citizen. That's a very small step forward in this debate. But when we get to the nuclear
Well, he's trying to take the little wins where he can.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, you're going to do that and send $58 billion? Give citizenship to this Joseph Gordon-Levitt type.
If he really wants to piss us off, just send us back Brittany Griner. And we'd be like, guy playing the NBA again.
Do send her back.
Yeah.
Send her back.
We want her back now.
On the next flight. Oh, by the way, they can't do that because one-way plane tickets out of Russia have sold out. So again, you can say that we have propaganda in media, of course, all across the globe. But these are objective measures that you see when you see the cars, right? And then you also see that the plane tickets have sold out. These are things that are pretty difficult to lie about, especially in today's information age. By the way, the Russian state media is even starting to turn on. Hey, look, it's Wednesday Adams right there on CNN. That's a wonderful way for a professional broadcaster to look.
The orphan.
Exactly. 95-year-old who you brought into your house as a 14-year-old. There's a sequel for that.
There is.
Here's the Russian state media actually starting to turn on Putin. I think we have a clip.
Мы все читали, что первая волна. Рядовые старшины-прапорщики до 35 лет. Но вам показать, сколько повесток таких рассылают 45-летним,
43-летним
рядовым, которые уже...
Там, по-моему, на 1,62 года даже умудрился попасть.
Я видел 59. В общем, с этим надо что-то решать и не обижать людей.
А можно расстреливать?
Я против расстрелов.
А я за. Я вот просто публично бы просто вывел бы пару таких военков.
I'm in favor, though.
Особенно там в Новосибирске один умник. Вот взять этого военкома за ухо и на передовую на Донбасс.
Yeah, really is.
А то, жалуйста. У него там будет что?
Он не способен, у него
правильно?
Мозгов нет.
Правильно.
Так не пожила без мозга на фронт.
Лопаточку ему дать, пусть и окапывается. От него будет вреда там меньше.
Вау. They said, drag that person out by the ear and shoot them in public.
I love that. For those who are listening in audio.
Well, dressed like a supervillain.
Yes.
I love how, for people who are listening in audio, I'll give you the translation with the accent because that's how they often do it. And she's like, I am. He's like, why don't we shoot them? She's like, I am against shooting people. But I like shooting people. We should shoot the people. And drag them into grave. That's a general translation. Saying that on air, saying, grab the recruiter, grab him by the ear and you shoot. I don't like shoot. I like shoot.
But I like shoot. Shoot.
But I do.
So I think we should.
Yes. And I am dressed as M. Bison.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah. I do not like to shoot. Point taken. Counterpoint. I enjoy to shoot.
Eh?
I think I win.
Yes.
As you can
if
see.
If I have to consider what you like, I grant it. I understand to not shoot. And what I like versus to shoot, I shoot.
Yeah. But can you imagine saying that against an officer or an official in the government? This is a recruitment center officer, somebody who's leading the charge in getting people in, right? Mm-hmm. And you're saying we should take them out and publicly shoot them. Right. So that the public can just be forewarned, like this kind of thing. You know, we're just going to do it in public.
You catch more flies with vinegar.
I can't believe this. Like, these guys are signing their own death warrants by speaking out against Putin in years past.
Well, they also might be thinking, of course, again, he's weakened.
Right.
At this point.
And now's the time.
And they feel emboldened enough because they feel as though there's a groundswell in Russia, because a lot of people don't want to go and fight for a corrupt government. Yes, Ukraine is corrupt, but so is Putin. So is the administration that Russia is currently dealing with. And so people do not want to put their lives on the line for something that they don't believe in. Subjugated people typically, historically, not always, don't have the motivation to go to war and lay their life down. It's not like a William Wallace type situation. It's not like an American Revolution situation. Yeah. Just to be clear. And by the way, this is what we've been saying about China, or what I've been saying about China for years. You know, the left has wanted us to believe that China is the next great superpower, right? Yeah. For years. This is what experts have been saying. I think this is an overlay collage E. If you don't believe me, you can check this from The Guardian. This is from Fortune, The Atlantic. I don't buy it. Now, what Donald Trump did is he served a purpose in saying, no, we can have some sanctions. We can have some punishments. We can make sure that our trade is on equal is on an equal playing field with China. The reason the left would say, well, don't do that. Don't piss them off, because they're all powerful. Well, why do we think that? Could it be for the same reasons that we thought the Russian military was effective? We thought they were far more effective than we know them to be. What do you think happens in China when for decades you have the people, again, who've been... It's a third world country. It's a third world country for everybody except for the select few chosen. You've been building sneakers. You've been building jeans, and you've been building smartphones that you never get to use. What do you think happens when someone goes to war with that country and they say, wait a second, these people want to liberate us and allow us to actually have access to all of these things that we've been having to create through slave labor? I'm not saying it's a guarantee. What I am saying is the left, because of their globalist worldview, I don't want to use the term agenda because immediately this will be dismissed out of hand, but because of their belief in global trade and, of course, not wanting to piss off China, they've said, well, no, the consequences will be too severe because China's holding the cards. I don't think they are. Just like I don't think the Russian military is all that impressive. And if you believe it, guess what? That changes so many aspects of the United States. We have films that we have to change so it appeases the Chinese market.
Yeah.
We have to make sure, oh, hold on a second, we have to craft our trade agreements to make sure that we don't piss off China. Hey, you know what? What's the worst that'll happen? It could be bad. But maybe it's not as bad as the left wants you to believe. And certainly it's not a black or white issue where you have to kowtow to China at every single step, lest you piss them off because they have the upper hand on us in every single facet. This is where I see a parallel that I hope people can learn from this. We thought Russia was something that it's not. I am telling you, China is something we thought them to be, and they are not.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was all about dollars, right? It was all about corporations and media kind of corporations wanting to have access to the Chinese market, to the Chinese people. Like you said, the ones that were, I mean, they have so many people that the ones that are the select few, they can drive an economy a little bit. They can make a movie do very, very, very well over there. But most of the country lives, I don't know, I'm not saying most like a stat, but most of the country lives in abject poverty. Look at some of the countryside that you've
seen. The vast majority of
them. Vast majority, I would think, right? So don't fact check me on that, but maybe our researchers can find out what poverty level they have if they would actually release that number. But they saw dollar
signs. They're eating street scorpions cooked in sewage shit.
Yes, but that's a
that's
delicacy,
cultural differences.
You know?
Sure.
Different strokes. Yeah. But every one of these corporations...
We probably think the same thing about our Impossible Burgers.
Including right now with the NBA, including right now with Hollywood, are kowtowing to them. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay, you guys are going to get pissed off if we don't say what you want us to say. So we will build you up so that we can have access to your market. And now, because we've done that, and only because we've done that, China has any power in the world at all.
Right.
Only because of us. It is our fault that China is anything that they are right now. Even if they're not as much as we think they are, whatever they are, it is absolutely our fault for doing it. And we can also, like Donald Trump thought, we can turn the clock back. You think you're something that we need to be afraid of? We'll put some sanctions on you. Right. We'll hurt your economy really quickly and show you the only reason you exist is because of us.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. What happened?
And that's what needs to happen.
What happens when you turn off their consumer pool?
Yeah.
Their own people can't be consumers.
Yeah, that's the big difference
between the United States and, by the way, the rest of the world. But even let's take a microcosm here. Take Russia, energy, right? Or was it Ukraine, wheat, right? You have these. It's not for us.
Breadbasket.
They're the breadbasket of the world, right? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
We really could be our own breadbasket. Mm,
yeah,
the same thing with energy. We don't need to rely on Russian energy. We don't need to rely on Russian oil whatsoever. We could be we were a net exporter of oil for the first time in decades under Donald Trump. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it was startling. I remember covering that. It was also startling when drug prices went down for the first time. These were monumental victories for the American people. But China, okay, turn off the American consumer. They don't have a consumer pool. We have our own consumer pool, and we can have our own production pool. We can be our own producers, we can be our own suppliers, we can be our own distributors, and we can be our own consumers. China can be a supplier, China can be a distributor, they can't be the consumers. That's a very large shift that they would have to make, and it would have to be a shift toward freedom, which they can't do if they want to continue to subjugate people and maintain an economy based on slave labor. See, they're stuck between they have their very little dicks in a vise. And I just mean the communist Chinese government.
It's a very small vise.
The communist vices. Chinese government.
Right.
There's a direct correlation between being a Chinese communist and a small penis.
Really?
Let's get this up on TikTok.
Just communist, I think.
Science.
Yeah. And annual per capita disposable income in China is $2,647.
Wow.
In rural China versus in the U.S. per capita is $63,000.
Wow. It's a little different.
How in the hell is it $63,000 in rural United States?
Well, versus...
That's disposable income?
United States.
No way.
We're paying you guys $2,000.
Just buying tractors
makes no sense.
And stuff?
Fight for $15,000. That's $30,000 a year.
Crying out loud. Everyone would have John Deere's with spinners.
Well, some do.
Now, to give you some examples, like I was talking about this earlier, too, is...
Sorry, that was GDP.
Oh, GDP. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, that makes sense. A small motivated, like a fighting force, right, can be far more effective than a large unmotivated one. So you have Vietnam, right? And you can look at some of these people versus both the United States and versus China, right? If you look at what happened in Vietnam, you have the Mujahideen versus Russia. You want to go back historically, you have like the Spartans versus the Persians. And again, they only held them off for a while. Finland versus Russia in the Winter War.
I didn't even know about that one.
Finland versus Russia in the Winter War?
Yeah, that was during World War II. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
It was
turns out Russia sucked for a while.
Yeah. And who knows how they would have done if they didn't starve their people to death.
Well, through, you know.
Through communism, Marxism. No, wait. Sorry, that's right. You see, that was Leninism. It wasn't communism tried right. So still waiting on that old swing at bat. Yeah.
Get a lot of chances, though.
Yeah.
Too many chances, I think.
Yes, I agree. That's why we should shoot.
See, his point makes more sense now.
It does make more sense.
It makes sense when you think
about
it.
You know what? It's hard to argue with that logic.
Just, yeah, he likes it. I like it.
You see communists, you shoot.
You see communists, you shoot. As a matter of fact, it's better to shoot now and just shoot now. That's it. Just shoot.
Just
that's
shoot
it. There is no step two.
No paperwork.
And maybe if you are feeling ambitious, put in shallow grave.
So, what do you think Putin's going to do? This is the conversation we want to have.
Yeah.
By the way, hit the like button if you can. That helps again with the algorithm right now if you're watching. We'd love to hear you discuss along with us. Since we're not on Rumble here today, we apologize. Rumble's having some issues.
Looks like Rumble just popped back up.
Oh, well, thanks.
Hey, Rumble, what's up?
I couldn't speak more incorrectly as the show, because I'm like, sorry, it's back up. Like, hey, thanks, Rumble. Rumble's down.
Wait a minute. The hurricane's going to hit on Thursday. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, Rumble, get your crap together.
You can't be like, oh,
it's early tornadoes.
It's not there
it's
yet.
Early. Their servers are in Cuba, so.
Oh, okay. That's got to be what it is, yeah.
So last week, Putin, and this comes down to, you think it's saber-rattling, or do you really think that they're going to actually do this? He threatened a nuclear attack.
To defend Russia and our people, we will certainly make use of all weapon systems available to us.
All of them?
This is not a bluff. The citizens of Russia can rest assured that the territorial integrity of our motherland, our independence and freedom will be defended, I repeat, by all the systems available to us. Those who are using nuclear blackmail against us should know that the wind can turn their way.
Well, hopefully the wind doesn't hit the trailer home from which you're broadcasting.
What's that? Right.
Look here! Look at my early 70s wood paneling! You'll know I am serious!
It is real oak.
Yes. I am not playing games with my Formica.
What a piece of shit.
Okay, so focus on what he said. Territorial integrity. What does that mean? It means that if somebody attacks Russia, they will defend. Ah, okay, so he's just started to change this. He's basically saying those Ukrainian provinces, that those regions that we think are part
those
of Russia.
Those are ours now.
They are ours now. They actually had a referendum or a vote on that. Basically, he said, yep, that's part of our country now. So any attack there is attack on Russia. Right?
Yeah, I know.
So this is why I'm saying, like, he's just setting the stage.
So you're saying you do think, and you guys let us know, and we'll be taking a chat on Mug Club. You think, yeah, a tactical nuke, which, by the way, would be just, obviously, just, you know, Ukraine is what you're talking about.
Right. I think he would use a tactical nuke in Ukraine. I don't think there's any threat to any other country right now.
What odds do you put on that? What percentage?
It's really, I don't want to, like, you know, be a doomsdayer, but I would say probably somewhere around 60 to 70% chance, if there's an if with this, if things continue the way they are. If they don't start making head, well, but listen, I can't predict how these 300,000 people that have been dragged out of the streets. And
that's why it's called
lines,
a prediction.
I know. So if things continue the way that they are, I do not think Putin knows how to exit the stage gracefully. He doesn't. He's a leader that is
losing
power.
That's a good point.
And he would do that first and say, I am strong. I used a tactical nuke in Ukraine, which is not Russia, obviously. So
Let me ask you this. Do you think he would have been able to exit gracefully and maybe been less likely to, in your estimation, you know, drop a nuke if the U.S. hadn't supported Ukraine? Do you think he would have been able to save face maybe a little bit more?
I think maybe, but the entire world is against him right now.
Yeah,
the only people that basically I think he's somewhat friends with right now are China, and I'm not even sure they're really that interested, because look how long it's gone.
Right.
Like, it's like, we're friends with you right out of the gate. Yes, you can do this. And it's like, guys, it's been months, and they don't really have an army.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Kind of embarrassing.
I don't think we're friends anymore. So. Right.
Like, we need supplies. They just shipped them 4 million copies of Shinshu's Art of War. Yeah, read a book.
Study up.
No, I really do think this is the end for Putin. I don't think there's any coming back for this.
And you think he might just try and burn it all down to some extent?
I think he'll try to save it. I think his way of saving it is
nuking it.
Yes, looking strong.
Exactly. No, save his power.
I have to blow it up to save.
So you said this a minute ago, subjugated people, right? So when the leader of the country that subjugates people starts to show weakness, starts to show that there are cracks, all of the wolves come out. Mm-hmm. Every political enemy he's ever had, every person he's stolen a business from and given it to one of his buddies, every person that he has locked up and then, you know, sent off into exile into another country, everyone will be coming for him. The knives are out. His only defense is to say, well,
Edward Snowden.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Is Edward Snowden
saying that Pussy Riot's going to show up like the baseball furies kicked down his office door?
Yeah, pretty much. His only way out is to show power. And the only way he can do that right now is to say, we're defending our territory and I'm using a tactical nuke. And it gives the rest of the world, like, hey, we're just defending our territory. You wouldn't do the same?
Right.
It's not going to fly, but he's going to try.
Of course. And he would, at that point, it would be beyond the point of no return. It's like, at that point, it's like a puffer fish or some kind of an animal that poisons the animal who eats it. It's like, well, it's dead, but it takes some little satisfaction in its last moments to know that you died, even though they don't get to see the smile on your face. Kind of like putting a razor blade in someone's apple. Like, you don't get to enjoy it, but you know what happens.
You were not advocating that, by the way.
Somewhere off. You're just like,
trying to understand it.
I would just pay to see the smile on their face.
So you don't think that's
or like farting in an elevator, right? And leaving, if that's the better analogy.
And then say it's me when you're leaving?
Yes. What do you think, quarterback? You think that they'll...
Do you think he's going to do it? I think he's got pretty good points, Gerald, which is shocking. That. I think he's losing power and he's losing face. So he's going to just pull the trigger. If he's got the button, he's going to do it.
Yeah,
I think it's a high. I would say maybe like
60-40. He doesn't. That would be if I had. And I'm not 60, confident 40, in it.
So there's a 40% chance, even in your estimate.
Yes,
we're going to see another nuclear weapon be used on the battlefield.
Yes,
that's.
I think it's less likely than likely, right. But I'm not confident about
that's,
it.
And that's terrifying, because I would love for that to be like 80% chance that he's not.
Right.
Like, I see it because I don't see any way out for him. You know, the other scenario, which I would probably put an 80% chance on.
But there could also
somebody takes him out.
That's like what I was going to say. You're failing to take into account, because you said once they see weakness, the wolves come out.
But
this isn't going to be like The Gray. He's not going to tape broken bottles. Like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah. There are even people saying that he had fled Moscow and was actually in hiding somewhere. I have no idea if that's true or not.
I think that's a very likely scenario.
Whether
they actually take him out physically or there's a meeting in the back room with, look, you want to save face? Go away and don't ever let us see your face again.
Yeah.
There's a very strong likelihood of that, because I don't think that the rest of the ruling class, who, by the way, we're just talking about replacing him with an... It's a Russian political corruption nesting doll.
It is.
It's just another one and another one, and they don't want their resources to be destroyed.
Yeah.
They want to be able to save face and say, well, look, Putin, we got rid of him, and then subjugate them with a new lie.
Right. So somebody needs to break Navalny out of prison right now. He's in a Russian prison, and he is the guy to come in and lead that country away from the current trajectory. Right. He is the guy that comes in and is a pro-democracy guy. as much as can be had in Russia. And he would be a great leader. Now, nobody in Putin's circle, nobody who's trying to gain power is going to do that. Militarily, I would hate to see a general have a military coup to take over. But, I mean, it's pretty much who leads the country anyway.
That's what's likely.
And say, yeah, I'm going to restore Mother Russia.
You know who should take over?
I shoot that guy. Like, yeah. That's his platform.
It's just, sense,
it's just hope and shoot.
All right. Good enough for me.
Make shoot great again. All right.
Oh, but you're just using, that's not even your own tagline.
Hey, vote build back shoot.
Build back crappy.
So, all right, look, we are going to be here tomorrow. It's at 11:30 Eastern, the January 6th hearing, whatever you want to call it. We're going
early
to be calling the balls and strikes. We'll have a drinking game. And it's something that I think you need to watch. I expect there to be some fireworks here. I think I know what they'll be trotting out. We've been pretty good with our calls on this in the past. And so it's a way for you to watch it and not want to blow your head off tomorrow at, is it 10:30?
It's 11:30
Eastern, 10:30.
Come on,
because they just changed the time two times in the last 48 hours.
Wait, on live. I think Steve might be right. 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern.
That's what I thought.
They're trying to
confuse you. Said 11:30 Eastern.
That's right.
Are you sure?
No, you're wrong.
No.
Toolman, shut up.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
You guys, what? You literally just all disagreed with each other and then switch back again. You say another, then you go back again. You're tearing me apart.
We've got to get this right.
Loud noises!
Got to get this right. We're trying to tell an entire audience to come and watch us.
Oh, you buy me nice things. That's true. You buy me nice things. What is it?
Gerald!
I shoot, Gerald. I shoot.
Yes, we have many guns in studio. I can shoot of you.
Togenhauen, is it 12:30 Eastern or 11?
12:30 Eastern.
12:30 Eastern. Eastern. So the card was wrong. Wow. I apologize. Look, before we leave, admonish all of us.
Okay. Hey, keep all me out of this.
How? You can't even hit the end. Do you not have the admonish?
Nice.
Make it faster.
Well, so it's 11:30.
What are you waiting for the hurricane to hit?
11:30. We're coming on air, right?
11. No! No!
We were out. We were out, Gerald. We were out.
Guys, I'm gay. I'm not. It says it on the January. Pull up this. Pull up the January 6th committee website. They have a website, by the way. Pull up their website and look at what time it says.
How many
that
angry
starts
lesbians
tomorrow
can you fit in a room?
Just tell me what it says on that site.
Who's on the committee?
I think
Liz Cheney. Please tell me Amy Klobuchar is, because we have that ad Lena for Durham. Amy Klobuchar that we just want to run and we haven't found a right fit for it yet.
I hope so.
1 p.m. Eastern, so we'll be on at 12:30 p.m.
Mother!
Eastern.
Look at that.
I told you. So and you guys corrected me earlier today. You know, hey, may I do the thinking, please? what's your show, Quarter Black Air?
Friday Night Tights on the Erotic Channel.
And what is your YouTube channel?
Quarter Black Air, just like at the bottom of the screen. When
I can't see it on the bottom of the screen. The lower third. I have a very small monitor. So we're going to go, of course, to Mug Club. We actually have a whole segment on Trudeau and him making a flip-flop on the vaccinations. Right now, if you're watching, look, please just like, share the show. It helps with the algorithm. We've been throttled again. this is not news to you. So tomorrow, we will see you at 12:30 Eastern. Shut up! YouTube piss off.